833-483-0220. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, there's still questions about will Aaron Rodgers play? If so, where will he play? Will he play for the Packers? Will he play somewhere else? And the other guy that we're tracking today is former Tampa Bay tight end, Gronk. Now that Tom Brady is no longer playing, at least for the time being, what's going to happen with those two players? Let's check in with our own gentleman, Jim Dallas. Good morning, Jim. Or good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Kevin. Yeah, the way things are shaping up right now, we're going to find out in the next day or so, by tomorrow, the deadline for the tagging, the franchise tag for all the teams is tomorrow. So they need to do something really fast with Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers, he wants to be the highest paid football player, let alone quarterback, but he wants to be the highest paid in the NFL. He's got the resume to ask for that kind of money, which would be over $45 million per year.
Whoa.
Yeah, it would basically reset the marketplace if that happens, more than $45 million a year, which, of course, remember, it was signed by your quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
10-year, $450 million deal. So we're thinking for a 38-year-old, maybe it's going to be a 3 or 4 year deal, maybe somewhere around $48 million. That's incredible.
And very quickly, we only got about 20 seconds. Gronk, what's he thinking?
Gronk says he wants to play with a winner, and the winner is he wants to play with Joe Burrow and the Bengals, if you can believe that.
God.
Isn't that fun?
Wishful thinking, I think, on the part of the biggest Bengal fan in Las Vegas, gentleman Jim Dallas. More with him coming up. Also, more coming up with Nathan Brand from the RNC on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the Freedom Killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back, but don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The price of regular gas is above $4 per gallon on average across the U.S. and in some states is way above that mark for the first time since 2008.
At this BP station in Brooklyn, Uber driver Francisco Pucciarello is filling up his tank.
My Subaru had two little bars and now it's full, but it cost me $60 almost.
That's for 13 gallons of regular gas at $4.29. At that price, Cecilia Joseph is willing to make changes.
I'm looking at the possibility of walking to work. This is the first time that I'm filling up my tank in like 10 days.
Oil analysts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine is driving up price. Still, Ronnie James says the U.S. government can release more strategic reserves and accept Venezuelan oil.
The folks who are every day building the wealth of this nation could use a break.
Julie Walker, New York.
The all-time high for average gas prices was set on July 17th, 2008, at $4.10 per gallon. A third round of talks between the two sides has ended with a top Ukrainian official saying that there had been minor unspecified progress. Also at townhall.com, Republicans are hoping to flip a number of Senate seats long held by Democrats in deep blue states.
The Republicans' main focus will be on flipping key seats in Georgia, Arizona, New Hampshire, and Nevada. But the GOP point man for Senate elections, Florida's Rick Scott, told The Hill this November the party could even capture some seats long considered out of reach. Quote, I think we're going to have some sleepers where people are going to say, boy, we didn't anticipate that one. Scott believes the party may have a shot at snatching away Democrat seats in Colorado, Washington, and Vermont. Bob Agner reporting.
Stocks finishing sharply lower as another big leap for oil prices threatens to squeeze inflation's grip on the global economy. The Dow was down 801 points. The Nasdaq off 482. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999. Or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The pay to the pump shows no signs of letting up, as Nevada's record gas prices are still on the rise. As of yesterday morning, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Nevada was $4.53. That's up nearly 25 cents from Friday's record high. In Clark County, the average price was $4.55. The new record high surpasses the $4.27 mark hit in 2008. That was after Hurricane Katrina. Some local analysts say the average prices could soon reach $4.75 a gallon. AAA reports that during the first week of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the price of regular gas jumped by almost 41 cents. That's the second largest jump in national prices ever. The FBI is looking for potential victims of a Ponzi scheme which operated in Nevada for 5 years. Investigators say the investment fraud scheme ran from 2017 to March of this year, promising returns up to 13% in just 90 days. If you invested $80,000 or $100,000, if you feel like you've fallen victim to that ruse, you can go to the FBI's website and fill out a survey.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Heavy volumes on Interstate 11 south, that's at Horizon. And do remember that road work continues on Nellis Boulevard. That's between Tropicana and Craig. Those restrictions begin nightly at 8 p.m.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Over the weekend, if you gassed up, I gassed up at 4:59 on Friday. My producer, gentleman Jim Dallas, paid 4:69 yesterday or the day before. It keeps going up and up and up. And in fact, Nevadans right now, today, are paying an average of $4.59 per gallon, a price far higher than the nationwide average and 56 cents higher than they were paying just 1 week ago. What is the answer to this huge, almost a crisis that's going on in our country? Let's check in with Nathan Brand. He's a Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, and he joins us, I'm assuming, from our nation's capital.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. Yep, calling you from Washington, D.C.
From the swamp. Let me ask you, how bad is it there as far as gas prices?
Oh, we are well above $4 at this point. We are not. I don't think we're at $4.59. That is tough, and it's not getting any better anytime soon, but we are definitely over $4 at this point.
Let me just ask you, we have a senator out here, Catherine Cortez Masto, who her solution to this is a gas tax holiday. Am I right? Is that just a Band-Aid? And by the way, it's not going to say, because of state law here in Nevada, it's not going to, and this is Fox Business that came up with this, it's not going to save anybody in our state one penny.
Yeah, what it truly is a gimmick. What they're trying to do is bail themselves out after a year of disastrous energy policies that have raised the cost for everybody, from gas to electric bills to home heating, everything. They're trying to make up for lost time by pushing through this gas tax holiday or whatever they're calling it. But that's not all that it is. And you, as you cite there, it is just a gimmick and it wouldn't actually do anything. But they're trying now to put the genie back in the bottle, but we're seeing runaway gas price increases. Obviously, Ukraine's not going to help matters. But the bottom line, and what the biggest issue here, is the Biden administration and those allies in the Senate going after energy independence here at home. What, rather than unleashing American energy in places like Nevada and Texas and across our country, we are now turning to Russia. We are turning to Venezuela. We are turning to OPEC and Saudi Arabia. And now, heck, they're trying to open up the Iran deal again so we can get oil from Iran. Meanwhile, we've got all this stuff in our backyard. I don't know why we're not just tapping it here and trying to get our gas prices under control.
Does it bother you as much as it bothers me that this president has dismissed and shifted blame constantly as far as the reason for Biden inflation and now, of course, the high gas prices? Does it bother you that he refuses to accept any blame at all?
Oh, he takes none. But the funny thing is, though, is there was a two-week period back in December where gas prices ticked down just about 2 cents, 2 or 3 cents. They took credit for all of that. They were tweeting it out. They're like, look at us. Gas prices are down. Gas prices are down. Since those days, they're up almost a dollar since then. But guess who's not taking credit for it being up a dollar? Biden and his administration. Instead, they're shifting blame on everybody else except for themselves. So they are the only ones to blame. They are also deeply out of touch with it, too. That's the frustrating part about all of this, is they don't understand the hurt that it caused. I was in an Uber the other day, and the Uber driver goes, I've got friends who are quit driving Uber because they can't afford to put gas in their cars and drive Uber. It is that tough, and it's those kind of people that are hurting the most from this kind of stuff. And Biden administration has proven to be out of touch, and they don't want to take the blame for it either.
Are gas shortages next?
Oh, boy. I sure hope not. And there's a quick solution to making sure that doesn't happen, and that is drilling here at home and unleashing American energy. I really hope we don't get to that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, drill, baby, drill. I hope that's what happens. I want to ask you, because the president and Jen Psaki have made a big deal of it, reaching into the strategic oil reserve. Is that, again, just a Band-Aid, just a photo op?
Yeah, the sad thing about this, though, is these are the same Democrats who voted against filling the reserve back during Trump's administration. In the middle, the early part of the pandemic, when oil prices were at an all-time low, Trump came out and said, let's fill a reserve. Let's tap it off. Let's make sure we've got those, as gas is at record lows, let's fill a reserve. Democrats said, no, we don't want to do it. No, we don't want to do it. Now we're almost 2 years later, and Democrats are begging to unload the reserves because gas prices are out of control. So, yeah, it is a short-term solution, but at the end of the day, like, they had opportunities to make sure that reserve was full. They chose not to for political reasons. They didn't want to give Trump the win at the time. And now Americans are paying the consequences at the pump, and their wallets are feeling it, and everyone's worse off as a result of these failed policies.
Nathan, and again, Nathan Brand joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. What is there that we can do right now today that in a week to 10 days could impact gas prices? Is there anything we can do? Keystone XL Pipeline, we're being told it'll take months to activate and to refire it, so to speak. Is there anything we can do right now?
Yeah, well, I come to this issue from a very political lens. The first off is get involved politically tomorrow and make sure that Cortez Masto doesn't get reelected, and make sure you go out and elect a Republican governor as well. I think that's step one, regardless of what happens next, is go out and turn out and make sure that we're putting the right people in to make these decisions. But no, I think the problems we see today is the compounding of failed energy policies. What Democrats are saying, what Pete Buttigieg, the Transportation Secretary, and Kamala Harris were out today saying is everyone needs to go out and buy electric vehicles. If you go get an electric vehicle, this problem is solved tomorrow. But I don't know about you, Kevin, but like electric vehicles outside of my price range right now, it's $55,000 is like the median cost for an electric vehicle. And I don't know about your listeners, that's a little expensive to try and solve a quick fix here. So no, they don't have a quick fix here at all, trying to tackle this energy issue. And the problem is they've month after month after month of anti-American energy policies started day one with Keystone, and canceling the project has led us to this point where we are now begging our adversaries to pump more oil, to give us more energy, and it makes we're worse off as a result.
Let me just ask you, the oil prices are not dictated by the president or the Congress. What can we do in the short term about the price of a barrel of oil, which is up well over $100?
So what they're going to try and do, and what the administration is going to try and do, is go to OPEC and try and negotiate more production of oil. And there's things they can do in the United States as well to get American producers, give them the green light to go out and get more oil and produce more oil and fill the economy with more supply. And that is like the short-term thing. The sad thing is they're looking abroad. Like President Biden is going to Texas tomorrow. He's not going to be meeting with energy producers while he's there. He needs to be giving these people the tools they need to produce oil now, produce energy now, to bring down costs. That's what the immediate item that can happen. He's not doing that. Instead, they're looking around the globe, looking to Iran, they're looking to Venezuela, the people who don't have our best interests at heart, begging them to produce more oil instead of trying to tackle this issue at home.
And by the way, in case you were wondering, Catherine Cortez Masto, who's running for re-election, at least three times voted against energy exploration in Anwar. In 2021, she voted against legislation to prohibit a ban on fracking. Catherine Cortez Masto, along with a lot of her Democrat buddies, just absolutely hate fossil fuels, and they're absolutely swearing up and down that they're going to end fossil fuels.
Yeah, they are beholden to a party that is so out of touch with the concerns of the average American. When someone like her and a lot of her Senate colleagues are getting all their money from places like San Francisco, from New York, Los Angeles, these liberal bastions of like radical ideas where everyone's running around in their electric vehicles, yeah, you're appeasing those kind of people. But for everybody else who's still driving gas vehicles and still need to get to work on time, we are stuck with the bill for those policies. Yes, it may appease her interest groups, but it does not address the needs of her constituents and those who are hurting as a result.
Let me just ask you, I know there are a lot of people say, I know I'm only one vote, but I want to make that vote count, and I want to make sure that we kill off this inflation with high gas prices and all of that. What is there that voters can do right now today? Is there anything that somebody that's motivated can go out and do?
No, yeah, absolutely. There's so many opportunities. Republican National Committee is on the ground in Nevada right now. In the Las Vegas area, towards Reno, and everywhere in between, motivating folks to get out. So find your different locations with the Republican National Committee. It's GOP.com, has a lot of those details. Or just get involved with, I know you guys are in primary season now, get involved with campaigns. There are a lot of great candidates running in Nevada, whether for Senate or for governor. Get involved on day one and start talking to your neighbors about those candidates you're excited about. Start turning out as many folks as you can, volunteering, phone banking, knocking doors, whatever it is that you can do and your time allows, your budget allows you to go do it, because that's really what's going to make a difference. And don't just stop with the Gov race and the Senate race. I know there's going to be some important House races, but get involved with your school board races. Get involved with some of these local like county and city officials where you can ultimately make a huge impact with just a few votes. They make a huge difference in these local elections. That's where a lot of this change can start, and then how we can ultimately change the course of our country and get us back on the right track.
Hey, Nathan, it's great to have you on. Your first opportunity here on Live and Local. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it, and I know we'll have you on again. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much, Kevin. I hope to do it again.
All right. Nathan Brand, he is the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, joining us from the Swamp, from Washington, D.C. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
You know, I'm a lot like you. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with family and friends, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's been a life changer. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you've been tested 3, maybe 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Sunday shows were full of Ukraine. Oksana Markarova is the Ukraine ambassador to the U.S. and was on Fox News Sunday. And I really, these pictures that we're seeing are heartbreaking. They're just heartbreaking. I mean, women and children. And one can only imagine those that survive. What the nightmares they're going to have about this experience. It's just incredible. But Oksana Markarova, the Ukraine ambassador to the U.S., was on Fox News Sunday and said it's time for the world to step up for the Ukraine, or for Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine, it's Ukraine. This was Oksana Markarova yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Today we woke up here to learn that Russian troops attacked Vinnytsia Airport. It's a city which is almost on the western Ukraine already. And city of Mariupol, which is the size of Tampa in Florida, is under siege. And they again, for the second time, refused to allow women and children to get out and for the humanitarian goods to get into Mariupol, like in many other cities. I mean, Kyiv, Kharkiv, everywhere where people are shelled and shot at. But everywhere Ukrainians are putting resistance because we are fighting for our homes. So what we need right now is pretty simple. You know, we need as much defensive and offensive, all kinds of weapons that the U.S. can give to us in order to defend ourselves, especially with regard to air defense and the airplanes. We need much tougher sanctions on Russia. You know, it's 11th day now. We are thankful for the sanctions that have been implemented by the United States but other allies. But since Russia is not changing their behavior, they're escalating, actually. They're killing us more and more. The sanctions should toughen up. So we're asking for full embargo on oil and gas, for everything. This is a terrorist state, and we should treat Russia as a terrorist state. And, of course, we are also asking to protect the civilians. That's why we need all the support that, you know, either NATO allies or individual countries can provide to us.
I know that every Ukrainian official I've talked with in the last couple of weeks, and your president continues to call for a no-fly zone. The Biden administration, NATO officials have said that's just not a possibility. Here's Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explaining that position.